Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Eric
and Kathy from The Mix.
And this is the Eric and Kathy podcast,
featuring highlights from our show.
Let's do it.
Mornings on The Mix. It's the Eric and Kathy show. Bruno.
The average everyday man couldn't get away with those lines, but Bruno Mars can.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let's get your dress on the floor and kiss them we're naked. Let's get going here.
The song sounds like, if you don't listen to the words, like a love song.
It sounds like any R&B song from like 1978 to 1983.
It sounds like softcore porn.
Yeah.
Softcore
but
porn.
You know what? If Melissa just basically said, you know, if you don't listen to anything he's saying at all, it sounds like a love song. When he starts talking, right out the window.
Well, it does. Like, it's almost got like a very,
I know what you're saying.
Like, the
musically,
tone of the song musically, it sounds like, I love you, like we'd be dancing or that kind of thing. And you listen and you're like,
and then he's,
the dress is on the
floor.
And
he's whispering in your ear stuff like, hey, your boobs are shaking. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Unzip that back of
look
that.
Look at those things shake.
Fall,
that's
blah,
great.
Blah, blah, yeah.
Or as Barry White once said,
I don't want to feel no pain.
I don't want to feel no panties.
I'm still making him be all gross right now.
And take off that brassiere, my dear.
What else does he say?
Take off that brassiere, my dear.
There you go. See, now you say, there. Bruno says it.
Everybody
totally fine.
Yeah.
It worked for Bruno.
If he says brassiere, I'm like going to be grossed out by that, too.
It rhymes with deer. You have to say it. Take off that bra, my dear. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Baby, you're me.
Stupid.
Somebody should have leaned in when he was recording that from the sound booth.
Let's change that.
Big four.
To love, sir.
That doesn't work.
No, I'm saying brassiere.
That just took the sexiness out of it. You do the shake your boobs thing in there somewhere, maybe? I don't know.
Now, the show where you will never hear no evil and feel no panties.
I don't want to feel no panties.
Eric.
I don't want to feel no panties.
You're still making him be all gross right now.
Let's get it.
Take off that brassiere, my dear.
Oh, man.
Not right.
I don't know. Okay. All right. I don't know that I like hearing Mr. Voice Guy saying, take off your panties.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
We might have to call him later and see if he was uncomfortable even saying that. Because I'm uncomfortable hearing it.
Sounds way too comfortable to me.
Yeah.
God.
I guess so.
He was probably just waiting for his opportunity.
Yeah, you don't get that opportunity every day.
You don't.
Yeah, I went looking for him yesterday. You know, he's in another building from us and in a different set of studios. And I was over in that building in those studios yesterday. I went searching for him. Couldn't find him. Couldn't find Voice Guy. Don't know where he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's obviously not on vacation.
Well, no, he because he's got a studio in his home.
Oh,
so a lot of times
right,
he will
right,
do the
right.
work that he does here for the Eric and Kathy show. And then, you know, through modern technology, get it to us from his basement in his home where he actually might be sitting around in his underpants.
He probably was. And then he's saying those words in his underpants.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
I think his reaction probably was, wow, I get to break out my old Barry White vinyl and use it for work again.
That might be something there.
Also, he was hanging out with you a little bit at the golf outing as he was with all of us. So I think maybe he's had his fill of Eric Ferguson for the next couple
could
of weeks.
Be.
He was probably hiding
be.
When he heard you were in the building yesterday.
Every time I saw him at the Eric and Kathy golf outing, he would look at me and go, watch me work. You know, pretending he's a good golfer. Hey, pay attention. Watch me work. And then he'd hit it dead sideways about 4 feet.
I was impressed that Voice Guy even has good form, though. I was like, I would tell him, I was like, you actually look like you know how to play golf.
Were we watching the same person?
Yeah, he was like,
I don't know that you're in any
form.
You're in any kind of position to review golf form. Considering you go to a golf event once a year and go out on the golf course for about 8 minutes.
Well,
I don't know that you're in any position to review form. That's like me sitting down going, you know what? That traffic. I know that I've sat in that chair a lot. Let me tell you right now.
I know.
You read that traffic really well.
Hey,
compared to other people.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. mean, the way you read that.
I will say that I've seen some.
Take off that brassiere, my dear.
Worse golf swings. Uh-huh. I don't know. What's that one guy who was a basketball player that
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
That one guy who was a basketball player.
Yeah, but oh my gosh, is he funny to watch.
That was about the worst of all time.
Yeah.
And Melissa,
well,
I think
he has a mental block.
Yeah. Well,
some kind of hitch and he can't get past it.
And he did a show. Wasn't there a show like Fix My Swing or something that
No, there's a guy, Hank Haney, who used to coach Tiger Woods, who takes on people like Charles Barkley to try to fix him. Fixed Michael Phelps.
Yeah, and that's how
he did?
Yeah. Michael Phelps was one of his prodigies.
Oh, that's cool.
How the world saw Charles' golf swing, I think, was because they made kind of a big deal out of that he was going to go try to get it.
I think former actor, because I haven't seen him in anything, Ray Romano also went and did that, too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
See,
right.
Melissa, we're speaking from the layman's perspective on golf swings, whereas Eric is sort of like a semi-professional
golf
enthusiast.
No, I'm not.
I'm
an enthusiast, but I'm not semi-professional by any stretch of the imagination.
You've gotten a hole in one. One time.
So there you go.
Those people can't say that either. Just like the brassiere thing.
You know, it's the delivery always that gets me. Hey, you have gotten a hole in one, young man.
I didn't.
Now you eat your macaroni and cheese. Maybe we'll walk to the park. You do. You talk to everybody like they're five. You really do.
I do.
Do you hear it? Am I the only one?
Yeah.
You have gotten a hole in one. She enunciates everything.
Yes. It's like, now you get out there with confidence and you show them what you're made of.
And now, Eric, you go do that radio show. You show them. You show them something. Let's go live to David, who's going to install poles for us. Hi, David.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good. Everybody is asking about these flag poles, how you get one of these and where you get them. Can you go buy them like at Menards?
I think you can, but we didn't go that direction.
Did you go Jim Bob, the flagpole guy?
Jimmy Bob.
Jimmy Bob. He's better.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You just Google Chicago flagpoles. A bunch of installers come up. We went with one. I'm not lying about the name. WGN.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
I figured if it was WGN, you had to do it. You call them up.
Have on those flagpoles? You know on the top how they have the ball on top of the flagpole? It's actually Mark Sapelsa's head.
Oh.
Right there on the top of the flagpole, smiling.
Yeah, hugely in demand, I would think.
Am I right about that, David?
You know, it is, but that hair doesn't move on top of it.
No, it doesn't. It is shellacked in place.
Either. Yeah.
It is.
How long is your pole?
20 feet.
Wow.
Oh, you got a 20-foot pole?
Wow, yeah. Is that pretty good?
Yeah, they come. It comes with an American flag. It's beautiful. We fly a Cubs W underneath it.
Nice.
They come in. They dig a hole, pour some concrete.
Nice.
And it's great.
Without getting overly personal, what's it generally roughly cost to get your 20-footer installed?
About 400.
That's it?
Couple hundo.
Yeah, I think it was 400.
Okay, so that is with the cost of the pole and the installation, right?
Installation and the flag.
Wow.
I expected more.
Wow. All right, so you recommend it.
Yeah, they were great. They came out quick. No problems. Installed. Boom, done.
Where do you have your flagpole? Smack dab in the middle of your front yard?
No, we actually have a pool in the backyard, so it's off in the corner by the pool equipment, so everyone can see it.
There you go. Do you ever fly the warning flag like they do along the lake here if there's riptides? Like if there's riptides in your pool, do you fly the warning flag?
No, it's every man for himself.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. Thank you, David. That's good information to have. Once again, Google what?
Chicago flagpole.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't come up with that.
All right.
Yes, David?
I was just going to say, you have a good day, young man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's
too.
Got a sense
you
of humor.
Too, young man.
Yep.
Because you got a flagpole. Good for you. Don't you let anybody tell you different about
your
flagpole.
Right.
All right. It's the mix. All right. Happy couples talk about all these interesting things. Embarrassing moments, political viewpoints, fears and insecurities. Not you. No. What do you talk about? You're a happy couple, Lauren. You guys always talk about what?
We are always talking about our next getaway, making plans for it.
Next getaway
plans.
Yeah. Whether it be local or somewhere tropical and exciting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is the next getaway, Lauren?
I think we're going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Dollywood.
You usually stay, like, local in the U.S.? Do you ever travel outside?
No, we go outside the U.S. too, but we went to Traverse City and Mackinac like last month, and we like planned a whole week and our breweries and restaurants and renting bikes, and we like to plan everything up and like get it going and
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Traverse City, they got all that nice stuff up there. Good restaurants, the whole deal. Yeah. Speaking of that, you and your significant other always talk about what, Brian?
We talk a lot about food.
Food.
Yeah. Well, I know couples like this.
What are you going to eat? What are you eating? I don't know. What do you want to eat? At number three, you guys always talk about what, Bill?
Oh, what the character work did today. Everyone's got a character at work.
Yeah. Yeah. Ours is Melissa.
It is?
Yeah. I go home every day and go, you'll never guess what she said today.
Oh, geez.
Boy, oh, boy. Took me hours to dig out of that hole.
Get out of here. Does not.
Stop it. You.
You stop it.
At number two, Amy, you guys always talk about what?
Road construction, but I should have picked bowel movements.
Did she?
I'm sorry? Yeah, she said exactly what you thought she said.
Okay. Yeah. I heard construction first.
So you talk about road construction and your big poops.
Let me guess. Right, he talks more about the poops.
No, I'll bet you he doesn't.
I'll bet you he does.
All right. Who talks about their poops more, you or him?
It's probably equal.
Equal.
Yeah. Ah.
The fact that she said it on the phone with such ease led me to believe that she's not shy about talking about her
and
either.
And seemed to really enjoy sharing it.
And, good laugh out of that.
And finally, in at number one, if you're not talking about that character at work, if you're not talking about the road construction, if you're not talking about your most recent poop, what exactly are you talking about, Josh?
We're talking about how miserable everybody else around us seems.
You'll go and sit down at Chili's, Josh, and talk about how happy you are as a couple and how miserable everybody else is, and then you laugh and throw your heads back and order more queso.
That's exactly right. It's a good way to live.
Yeah. Would you say, on average, most of your friends are miserable?
Yeah, I'd say probably 75% are miserable.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, there's comedy in misery, they always say. There's nothing interesting in happiness.
No.
There's a lot of things interesting in misery.
Well, isn't that what all the comedians say?
No question about it.
They're all miserable.
I'm so happy that you're happy, Josh.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're happy to help. Yeah, still got it there?
Oh,
worst moment to call someone the wrong name, Joe Buck.
His girlfriend, Becky Edwards, All-American soccer player at Florida State. Koepka. Joe, that's actually his new girlfriend. That's Jenna Sims.
Oops. Thank you.
Okay.
Boy, do I feel like a dope.
Yep.
Sure hope Brooks doesn't find out I said that.
Let's move on.
Yeah. 312-591-6800. The worst moment to call someone the wrong name. Marie?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, my gosh. For 2 years at the gym, this girl, I just called her Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie. And then finally, another girl called me out in front of everyone 2 years later and saying, what did you say? She goes, tell her what your name is. She goes, Sarah. I was like,
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark. You got the S right.
2 years, though.
And she never once corrected you, huh?
Never.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Well, I get it. Sometimes you get in so deep after, a certain amount of time. Correcting it's almost worse than just letting it go.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, you think so?
You're going to embarrass the person.
The worst moment to call someone the wrong name, Bethany.
Hi. So, luckily, it wasn't actually me who called somebody by the wrong name, but at my sister's wedding, the officiant was our cousin, and during the exchanging of the I do's, he said my name instead of my sister's.
Oh.
What?
Whoops. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Did we all have a good laugh?
Yeah, you know what? It was the joke at the reception. Hey, I hear you got married today.
Yeah, comedy.
So funny.
Wrong name, wedding comedy.
Hilarious.
Oh, boy. This is not hilarious. Wrong name, Abby.
Yeah, so about 6 years ago, I called somebody the wrong name during sex.
Aha! You hear about this stuff happening, but do you ever actually know someone who did, and you're that person? What name did you call him?
Oh, I can't say that.
What?
You can't say?
I can't say it. He cried, and
he
would know.
Are you still with him?
No. This was 6 years ago during college.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. Just tell us the guy's first name. It could be anybody.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Is he listening?
Is it something like Romeo?
Maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe.
What guy were you with? What was his name?
I was with a different guy, and then his name was Zach.
Aha. All right. So you're with Zach, but you're thinking about Romeo because you're probably with him, too. Is that fair? Little Romeo on the side.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you start to reach that level of confusion.
Yeah.
You know? You can't remember who the hell you're with anymore.
Poor guy cried over it.
You want to hear somebody who cried over it? Hey, Kevin.
So I'm in Vegas, and I hear Matt Damon is at a blackjack table, and I'm like, hey, I know a buddy that works with him. So sure enough, I go over, and my buddy Mark's like, hey, what's up? Good to see you. And he introduces me to Matt, and they start playing cards for a while. All my buddies are like, hey, we got to go. And so I kind of sneak away, and I turn around, and someone yells, hey, Kevin! And sure enough, Matt gets up off the table, walks right over to me, and is like, it's nice to meet you, Kevin. And I said, it's nice to meet you too, Ben.
You called Matt Damon Ben.
What?
Oh.
Yes. I completely confused Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
My gosh, what did he say to you?
Well, I turned around and I walked away, and I'm like, I can't believe I just did that. I was thinking maybe he thought I said, nice to meet you too, man.
Man?
Go with that. Go with that. Yeah. Yeah, stick with that. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. Plus, you know, you're trying to figure out who's better looking. Did you see what Ben said about you on MTV the other day?
No.
They hook him up to a lie detector. For this sequence or whatever, and they're asking him questions, and they ask him who's better looking, you or Matt. And he goes, me, of course. And the guy stands up and goes, he's not lying. That's what he thinks.
Oh, no way.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
yet,
just because he thinks it doesn't make it so.
Exactly. That's true. Yeah.
Hi, this is Matt Damon. You're listening to Eric and Kathy on The Mix.
I was shocked. Maybe I shock easily because Melissa seemed to think, please, every wedding I go to, I hook up with somebody.
Whoa.
Wow. I had no idea.
About that.
Weddings are a great place for singles, according to a new survey from Plenty of Fish, the dating website.
Mm-hmm.
44% of respondents said weddings are a great place to hook up. 60% of respondents admitted to hooking up at a friend's wedding. Anybody listening who would fall into that category? Taylor?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. You, in fact, did hook up at a wedding.
I did.
Okay. What happened?
I was the maid of honor, and he was the best man.
That was meant to be. You're required by law to hook up, I think, in wedding law.
Exactly.
You get to walk down the aisle together.
Yeah, how'd that...
Very cliche, and we're dating 2 years later.
Really? Still dating the best man?
Yep.
Had you met him before this wedding?
Nope.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
As you were standing up there, and they were exchanging their vows, did you look across at the best man and go, he's kind of hot. I think I might lock that down tonight.
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Well, glad that one worked out.
Yeah, hooking up with the best man. Is that the cliche? If you're going to hook up with the groomsman, hook up with the best man?
I would say any of the guys in line.
Well, he wasn't in line, but Lauren hooked up with him. Lauren.
Hi.
Hi. I hooked up at a wedding.
I sure did.
Who was it?
Well, I was, the maid of honor, and he was an usher. And I think they kind of knew that we might hit it off, so they sat us together, and now we're married.
Oh, really? How long ago was that?
About 3 years.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe you hooked up with Usher.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
Man, that is pretty cool.
Usher.
That's how he gets the ladies.
Yeah.
Just says his name over and over. It works. Yeah, well, that was a stretch, but I went with it.
That's all right.
Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hook it up. It's not just for the ladies. You did it at a wedding? Literally?
I did it at a wedding with the sister of the bride in the linen closet.
Atta boy.
In the linen closet.
Atta boy. That's how you're supposed
That's
to.
Sexy.
Right. Yeah. Did the bride ever find out?
4 years. She did, and now 4 years later, she's not my wife.
The bride is?
No.
She heard all about you from her sister and said, I got to have that.
Yeah. Man, that's something. You should have seen what happened in the linen closet.
Yeah.
Was that a slow buildup over the night? Like at the end of the reception, you found your way to the linen closet, or was it like pretty quick?
It was pretty quick. It was actually so I was in the wedding and she was obviously in the wedding as well. Mm-hmm. And during cocktail hour after pictures, it was on.
Yeah.
After
it was
pictures?
On. Yeah.
You guys hadn't even started drinking yet.
Mm-hmm.
Who says? Well, we started pretty early.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's,
all right.
Whose idea was it?
It was actually hers.
Attaboy, John.
Way to just go with it.
That's what I've learned from this. They say 60% of respondents admitted to hooking up at a friend's wedding, and pretty much all of it initiated by the women.
Yeah.
Interesting. Makes you want to go to weddings in June, doesn't it, guys?
Hi, this is Eddie Olchick of the Chicago Blackhawks. I want you to listen to Eric and Kathy immediately.
Oh, yeah. Draft coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever in Chicago.
That's pretty cool.
The NHL draft on Thursday. He's up bright and early, probably getting a workout in, eating some healthy quinoa. Our
he
good friend,
is.
Eddie Olchick. Hey, Edzo.
Hey, what's up, B? How are you, pal? Hey, Melissa.
Hey, good morning.
Up early. What are you doing?
I'm always up early, man. I'm an early to bed type of guy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm up early. I could probably join the show on a full time basis. I got some free time if you're interested. I'm up. I'm usually up around 3:25.
Oh my God!
3:25
for what?
Yeah. I don't know. I got this thing where I'm in bed probably by 10, and my eyes are closed at 10:02, and then next thing you know, I'm up at like 3:25 every day.
Man.
So.
Yeah, you know, you're a better man than
maybe,
me.
Maybe I got to head out every once in a while and light it up in the great city of Chicago. Maybe get home at 3:25. Maybe I'll be able to sleep a little later.
You know, maybe Thursday. So. Maybe Thursday's a good day to do it. You think?
I don't know. I got to see what I got on the
phone. Come on.
Yeah. NHL draft.
I might have a little outing with the fine people at Restore. So maybe that's what I got to do.
Oh, that's right. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie got the hair.
How's everybody doing? All right? Everybody good?
Everything is great, Eddie. We're just hanging out, having a good time, enjoying ourselves around here in the summertime in Chicago. Can't beat it, right?
No, it's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet, that's for sure.
You know, it gets to be June, summertime in Chicago. A lot of people, hockey isn't top of mind until this week and what's happening with the NHL draft coming to Chicago. First time ever, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, what a get by John McDonough and Jay Blunk and the entire Blackhawk organization. And, you know, look, they want the biggest events. They want every hockey event to come to our great city. And, you know, whether it's an outdoor game or the draft, which is, I heard you guys say, the first time ever being here in Chicago. And, look, having been drafted 33 years ago, right around this time, my rookie year, by my hometown team, and I'm proud to say that, and being an American-born kid born in our city, is that I was the first ever American-born native son to be drafted by his hometown team in the first round.
And oh, really?
To me, that's pretty special with the things I've been lucky enough to come my way over my hockey career, but to be that first, first American-born kid to be able to be drafted by his hometown team in the first round, and then on top of it, to be from our great city. I'm very proud of that. And look, we've had so many Chicago kids make it to the National Hockey League. I mean, look what's happened here with the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Vinny Hinostroza and Ryan Hartman, Scott Darling now with the Carolina Hurricanes. And we've had a lot of guys come and play for their hometown team. And then this Friday at the United Center, whoever's going to be that first pick by the Blackhawks is going to get a cheer and a half because the Blackhawk fans are ready to explode. They may not know who the kid is. They may not know where he's from what type of player he is. But, once you hear Chicago Blackhawks and being drafted, but it's a great event. I encourage anybody that gets the opportunity to get there for the fan fest and look if they can get in for the draft on Friday or Saturday. It's a pretty unique experience. And again, I mean, congratulations to the Blackhawks to bring all the teams from the National Hockey League in. I mean, it's a great economic boost for the city as well with all the teams here and all the players that are going to be drafted will be here. So it's a great weekend. And like I said, when it's a big event and it has to do with the National Hockey League, John McDonough and Jay Blunk and under Rocky Wirtz's umbrella, they're going to want it. And congratulations to the Blackhawks staff for, I know they're going to put on a great show, and it'll be great to see on Friday and Saturday.
You know, we've got tickets if you want to check it out. You're going to get access to round one of the 2017 NHL Draft presented by Adidas. It'll be on Friday, as Eddie was just sharing with you. If we get caller 25 312-591-6800 or 233-1019, we'll set you up with those and also the fan passes for the NHL Draft Fan Fest. Hey, Eddie, all that being said, I got to ask you a question regarding, the elephant in the room around here, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so, the Blackhawks, because there's a new team coming to town, have to protect a bunch of players, right? So they protect our buddy Nicholas Jalmerson, of course, who does Hammer Time around here, all right?
Yeah.
Then there's all these rumors about trades and this and that and the other thing, and then everybody blames us because it seems like whoever ends up with us eventually leaves. For the record, I would like to go on the record and say Sharpie was with us 6 years before he got traded.
That's a long time.
Shaw, okay, maybe 1 year. But anyway.
Well, still.
Hammer, are we going to have Hammer back this year in your expert opinion?
Look, first off, in the big picture, like this is a famous phrase that has become part of hockey vernacular over the course of the last handful of years, is that when a player is injured, and you hear Coach Q sometimes and say, well, you know, he's day-to-day. Well, in the big picture, aren't we all day-to-day? Like, really? Like, in the big picture?
Good point,
So, look, I would not take it personally that, you know, that you moved out Sharpie and Andrew Shaw. I would not.
Oh, listen to you. Come on.
Now, maybe, right, now, maybe over the years I've insinuated because I've been a little – you know, I've been a little hurt because any time that, you know, you needed somebody from the bullpen when somebody canceled on you, you had to call yours truly. But because I love you guys and I'm a big fan, I will always be on the other end of the can and string there to be able to talk to you guys. Now, look, I got enough issues going on at my own place right now, not knowing what's going on with the Blackhawks. And you asked specifically about Nicholas Hjalmarsson. Look, the Blackhawks, the last 2 years, obviously, have underachieved. It's been unacceptable as the verbiage has been used, you know, by the team over the course of the last, what, 3-4 months, whatever it was.
Right.
You know, they got eliminated. But, you know, look, they have to make some change. They need a jolt. You don't have a lot of maneuverability with guys' contracts, whether they have no movement or no trades. I would be surprised. This is me talking. I would be surprised if Nicholas Hjalmarsson would be headed out of town. But again, you know, this it's about winning. It's about fixing what is wrong. And if the Blackhawks feel that they need to move player A, B, or C in order to they think they can improve the team, they're going to do it because that's been their mantra since the new regime has taken over under Rocky Wirtz. So I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but he is one of those guys that does have some flexibility when it comes to movement when you talk about the core guys. And look, Hammer's been he's been a pro. There's no doubt about it.
He
shows up every night. And, you know, hate to see him go, but, you know, we've had a lot of players come and go. And at the end of the day, it is a business. And sometimes as fans, you know, we forget that it is a business. And those decisions are made sometimes outside of our little world.
Let me go on the record because I know Stan listens from time to time. Blackhawks general manager Stan Bowman, if you're currently listening, Nicholas Hjalmarsson, season 2 Hammer Time. How can you be so selfish
can
and not think of us?
Season 2?
What about us, Stan?
Come
you know what?
What about us?
One more year.
Hey, E. Why don't you just ask Stan. Say, Stan, call the show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. And I'll convince you not to let Hammer Time go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah, think of all the upside of keeping it around. I mean, mainly for us.
You know the game.
I'm sure Stan would listen.
Stan's always available for somebody like you.
Tell him not to be so selfish.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Edzo. Well, it's always good talking to you. We're going to look forward to seeing you this weekend for the NHL draft, and we're excited that it's in Chicago, and you know this is your second home. Anytime you want it, you show up here, okay?
You can come every day if you want.
I appreciate it. All right. You
good
guys have a great day. Keep up the great work, and congratulations again to the Hawks for bringing the draft here to our city, and it'll be a great event. That's for sure. If you can't get there, it'll be on TV on Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
So be great, great sell for our city and for the Blackhawks, and it'll be a lot of fun this weekend.
All right, great. Thanks, Edzo. Right. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Eddie.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks. Bye, everybody. See you later.
Hi, this is Nicholas Hjalmarsson, and you're listening to Eric and Kathy on the Mix.
That's right. Hammer Time's going to be back.
Yeah,
it's fine.
They have to think about other people other than themselves.
I'm telling you right now, he's one of their top three best defense. He might be their best defenseman. Can't do that, Stan.
Exactly.
Stan, what about us?
I know. Come on.
The Eric and Kathy Podcast from the Mix. Downloadable every day to your portable listening device. This is 101.9 The Mix on the web at WTMX.com and now via podcast.
Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Eric
and Kathy from The Mix.
And this is the Eric and Kathy Podcast.
Featuring highlights from our show.
Let's do it.
Mixed Morning Mindbender. I'm curious why you were so enthusiastic to chime in with an answer on this one. This one hit a little close to home, Melissa?
I just know a couple of people who I thought, I'm
shifty, not
sure. Not
trustworthy.
Like, yeah.
Ready to steal your man?
Yep.
I got you.
So,
all right. The four zodiac signs most likely to steal your man. What's number one? 312-591-6800 or 233-1019. Can't trust him, Janet. You say who?
Scorpio.
No. Not a Scorpio.
Okay.
In fact, Scorpio does not make the top four.
Really? Okay.
No Scorpio.
All right.
Most likely to steal your man. What sign? Nisha.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What sign?
I would say Aries.
Exactly right. Aries. They're in it for your man. What sign are you, Nisha?
I'm a Gemini.
You're safe. You're fine.
Oh, is a Gemini safe?
Yeah, they're not. They don't make the top four.
I was thinking Angelina Jolie, and she's a Gemini.
How do you even know that?
Do you just know that?
How do you know that?
No, I looked it up because she was one of the celebrities I thought of, and I'm like, I don't know about her because, you know, the whole Brad Pitt stuff. She's a Gemini.
Hadn't heard about any of that. What do we have for Nisha?
All right, Nisha. You have won a four-pack of tickets to Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament. Get tickets to the heart-pounding two-hour show at $29.95. Visit MedievalTimes.com. Experience the passion, the power, and the pageantry of Medieval Times.
Four zodiac signs most likely to steal your man. Number one, Aries, March 21st to April 19th. Anything just outside of that, fully trustworthy.
Okay.
Aries. Number two, Aquarius.
Oh.
An Aquarius woman will steal your man.
What's Aquarius? Is that January?
January 20th to February 18th. I'm an Aquarius, so I'm going to steal your man.
Yeah, watch out.
Well, you go for it.
Yeah. Number three, Leo.
Leo, that's
July 23rd to August 22nd.
Oh, boy.
And number four on the four zodiac signs most likely to steal your man, Cancer.
Yes.
June 21st through July 2nd. So we are moving into that starting tomorrow.
Wow.
So if you were born Cancer, she is going to steal your man. She can't be trusted.
Apparently not.
Which one were you going to go with?
Cancer.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Yep.
Why?
A girl I knew in high school.
Stole your man?
Stole men.
Uh-huh.
Multiple men.
One of them yours?
Attempted.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this. I lock it down.
I had it locked down.
Uh-huh. They did a survey. And when it comes to stealing men, maybe this is the kind of man you want to steal. What kind of male body type is considered the most attractive according to Women's Health? Women want this body type.
But
in a man.
Are you talking like shape or?
Yeah. I don't know. What body type? Yeah.
Athletic?
No. No, it is not. It is not. Whip. It was a phrase everybody hung on to. Clung to the past couple of years. Yes, Melissa, with the hand up.
Dad bod.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Okay. All right.
I also think this is a lie. For those of you who aren't up to date on the terminology, the dad bod is typically described as a male physique with how many extra pounds hanging around, would you say?
15.
Wrong. I'm sorry, Melissa. 20 pounds.
20. Okay.
20 pounds of extra flab hanging around on the dad bod. And reportedly, that's the body most women want in the man in their life.
Great.
Come on. We really believe that?
I mean,
you know, when you think of dad bod, you think of one guy.
Hey.
The ultimate dad bod.
Will Ferrell.
Thank you.
Oh.
Will Ferrell, of course. You say that people scratch their heads when they see the two of you together. Do you think that they say, wow, one is so good-looking and muscle-bound, and the other one is Mark Wahlberg? Do you think they say that to each other?
Well, I just want you guys to know that all of, you know, what you have come to know as Mark Wahlberg's physique, that's all CGI.
Oh, is it?
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah, we're about the same body build.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, the sad thing is if you put Mark and I together, it's almost like a before and after photo of like a Bowflex machine.
Before and after of a Bowflex. That actually paints a very clear picture, doesn't it?
It does.
Now you think of Mark Wahlberg. It's kind of scary, right? Like if you were going to date his daughter, a little bit scary.
I wouldn't even think about it.
Just be like daddy's home, like the movie they were just talking about there. Dating Mark Wahlberg's 13-year-old daughter, Ella, comes with a catch. You have to pass it with dad first. When the dad, who's obviously an A-list actor, was recently on the Graham Norton show, he shared what that meant regarding his daughter, Ella, and her prospective boyfriends. Wahlberg explained that after Ella said she was dating someone new, quote, I was like, well, I want to meet this kid. I want to meet him, and then you can hang out with him in a safe environment. She was like, well, what's a safe environment, Dad? To which he noted, everything with a 13-year-old is an attitude. So the prospective boyfriend comes over to the house, and he one-ups me, says Wahlberg. Guess what he did?
What?
He brought his mom.
Oh,
wow.
Hey.
That's really smart.
Uh-huh. This
wow.
is a genius 13-year-old. The genius thing is he was so sweet to my daughter and is like steamrolling me the whole time. Brought his mom.
That's so yeah. smart.
My dad wants to meet you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, my mom wants to meet you and yeah. him.
Exactly.
That's how this works. Eric and Kathy show. Yeah. Reasons to have a bubble bath with your partner tonight. On its surface, seems like a good idea. Bad one.
Right,
too hot in there.
Right.
She's got a pained look on her face, like, I gotta get out of here.
There's
I know
no
this
room.
Is supposed to be romantic.
Did you ever see legs, like your legs have to go up?
Right,
you can't
bent
fit
sideways.
In the tub.
Got your head hanging out the window trying to get air. Yeah.
You're like, where's my water?
Yeah. Huh. Things that sound good, but really are not. Good one, Brittany.
Hey, going to the beach when it's windy outside, like yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Windy day
oh.
at the beach.
Yeah.
Brittany, that's so true.
Yeah.
It was awful. Like, you're laying there and you're trying to, like, enjoy the sun, and there's just, like, sand pelting you in the face, and then you go and shower, and there's sand, like, everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Towel I mean, like,
flapping.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It is everywhere.
Trying to get it out of
between
your mouth.
Butt cheeks.
Got it yeah. in your butt yeah. cheeks.
It's all over your
so
scalp.
Bad.
Yeah, I know.
Beach
your
might
eyes.
Be one of the more overrated things.
Yeah, thank
no.
you for saying
I think so.
It. Yes.
I think so.
You know
I think so.
Poolside is better than beachside.
I think so, too.
Generally.
The
some
beach looks more, though. The beach looks prettier,
yeah.
and the beach is a wonderful thing to see, but
right.
actually doing stuff on the beach, unless
right.
maybe
you have
a volleyball game or something.
Hot,
yeah.
And your feet are burning.
Right.
Boy, it's
really
hard to wear flip-flops in the sand.
Okay, enough. You're the one that wears jeans there, though, so you don't count. Of course you're going to be hot.
Now
there.
We know why she wears jeans. She doesn't want to get the sand everywhere.
Exactly.
Thank you.
It sounds like a good idea, but it really isn't. Jessica.
Volunteering for your kid's school field trip.
Now, see, that doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
Aw, man.
That sounds like a bad idea.
It makes the kids happy.
That sounds like a punishment
around,
to me.
You carry around parent guilt, and you're like, I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to take the day off work. I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. And the second you sit down on that bus with the high seat,
right.
getting all nauseated.
Right. Right.
Getting all nauseated.
It's like a rolling prison.
I swear.
It's a rolling prison.
Yep.
And then about halfway through the day, you realize you not only don't like your kid, you don't like any of the other
right.
kids either.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. You're not
they're
a big fan
up.
Of children. You discover that. You don't know why you're on this rolling prison bus that's being run by the inmates.
Right.
Yeah. Whip is really uncomfortable.
Well, I was just thinking.
It's true. You just got to start owning it.
But
it's okay to say
I did one a couple of weeks ago. I took one day off and I went on one.
You say how great it was?
I had a really good time.
No,
except
didn't.
I had a really
I
good time.
It.
Everything
no.
was great.
No,
except one kid kept disobeying me because I had a group of five kids I
right.
was responsible for. And he kept getting lost and smarting off. Other
right.
than that. Everybody else and everything
no.
else was great.
It was miserable.
Yeah, it was nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Tina, seems like a good idea, but really isn't.
Bicycle built for four.
Bicycle
it
built
was horrible.
For four. Two is bad enough. You have to double that.
That
up, though.
Also sounds
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
The kids wanted to try it, and they were crying. This is too hard. It's too hot. This isn't fun. And people are pointing at us going, hey, look, that looks like fun. We're going, no, don't
no,
do
it. No, it sucks. It is not fun. I'd rather be laying on a windy beach right now.
Yeah, how do you even keep
covered
upright?
Covered in ants and wolverines from my picnic.
Oh, stop.
Or an enjoyable trip to the zoo on a bus full of 8-year-olds. It is fun, Eric. No,
yeah.
it's not. No.
Chicago
not,
History Museum,
really.
For the record.
Oh,
oh
even
no
worse.
I liked it.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's why you liked it, Grandpa.
Go there on my own.
Jeez. Brittany, on its surface, it sounds like a good idea, but it's pure torture.
Hey, a yoga in the park or forest preserve. Awful.
Oh. All right, first of all. As we've documented on the show, why are you doing yoga in the forest preserve? You're in the middle of doing one of your yoga poses, and one of the serial killers is dragging a body past you. Excuse me.
Pardon me. Pardon
yeah.
me.
Pardon me. Can you move your downward dog aside? I got to drag this body to dump in the lake. It's
yeah,
hard with all the cinder blocks it's tied to.
Pretend like you don't see anything.
Yeah, I know.
And you're just like, I understand. You're just like, why don't you just drive your white
right.
man over to, the, over to the lake?
Oh, my gosh. Don't worry. We hear you, though. We hear what you're saying.
I can't. I really enjoy Forest Preserve talk.
If you could maintain that peaceful aura
yeah.
in your mind while the serial killer is going by, you
right.
know you've achieved what you're set out to do.
Right.
What you set out to do.
Right. It rubs the lotion.
I know.
Can I borrow your lotion to rub? not.
Oh, my gosh.
And plus, I saw some yoga in the park the other day. It was like 15 women doing yoga in the park.
Yeah.
She says that's not good. Do you think that'd be...
It's not. I mean, there's bugs and mosquitoes and kids flies and ants are climbing up your feet.
Right.
Basically, it sounds like
transients.
The outdoors transients are basically a no-go.
Right.
For no matter what your activity is, right, just
you're
don't go outside.
You get ticks in your hair.
Yeah, exactly.
You get ticks in your hair.
Yeah, you can get ticks.
You have the strangest problem.
Ticks are fighting with the lice in your hair.
You get really wet pants when you go on picnics.
You do. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
You get ticks in your hair when you do outdoor yoga.
You got to be careful in the outdoors, especially in like a forest preserve. You can get ticks.
Yeah, can't be too careful. All right.
Especially this year. Did you hear how bad the ticks are supposed to be this year?
No, I heard the warnings.
I don't know if you've heard, Eric. We have a tick epidemic on our hands.
We do.
One serial killer going by in that forest was rewarded. No, you forget all about the ticks,
right,
though.
Exactly. That's right.
Thank you.
That's my drag your body sound effect.
I like it.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I don't mean to interrupt. Look the other way.
Yeah. Looks fun, though. Looks fun.
Just drive the van.
Okay. Oh, you got to make light.
All right.
You really do.
All right.
Especially
how we cope
right now.
Yeah. Eric and Kathy show. I was reading yesterday, and we tracked her down today, about Mo Cahill in Rogers Park.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, she's in a little dispute with her neighbors because she's, I think, has a dozen chickens, three roosters, keeps them in the backyard. They all live in a 1993 Chevy Suburban. The chickens are named Cleo, Elena, Sonia, Fat Tony.
All right, and she's got a whole bunch. I wonder
Fat
if she's
Tony
named all of them
delicious.
Or just a few of them.
She ate Whitey Bulger, though.
Or how she tells them apart.
More on that here in just a second. Hi, Mo. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Did I get all the facts right there?
Almost.
Okay.
Since we have taken measures to extensively soundproof our coops, we no longer have complaints from our neighbors.
Oh, that's good news. Good for you. Good news.
We reached the compromise that I would keep them quiet during the, you know, the evening and the early morning hours as set out by the ordinance.
Okay.
So they don't come out till night between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning, and nobody hears them at night anymore, and folks are happy.
Do you keep them in the Chevy Suburban? Is that where they house themselves?
Yeah, most of them are housed in the Chevy Suburban, yeah.
Got it.
Okay, well, that's a nice warm place. But how do you keep the roosters quiet in the morning? I thought, how is that even
possible? Well, like I said, we just soundproof the coop so that they can crow all they want.
Right.
You can't hear them.
Oh, wow.
That's perfect.
Oh.
What caused you to decide to raise a dozen chickens and three roosters in your backyard in Rogers Park?
It's two dozen hens, you know, the main reason they're here, we're trying to establish a little urban farm here.
Gotcha.
The soil here is incredibly poor.
Uh-huh.
And the lot that we purchased actually was below grade anyway.
Uh-huh.
So we needed to sort of build our own soil, and one thing that you need for really healthy live soil is animal inputs.
Right, poop.
Okay.
Yeah, so eggs are nice, the occasional chicken dinner is nice, but they're really here to build soil. That's our number one job.
Why do you plan on planting something there later?
Well, no, we have a lot of soil built, but we're still doing that. So when we clean out the truck, we cart that over to the farm lot, and
there you go.
So the suburban gets
things, but
the suburban gets filled with chicken poop. You bring that out, and it's good to go. You know, you said something a second ago. I want to go back to that because I think that was the interesting thing. You mentioned that you ate a couple of your chickens. I read in the article here that one of them that you ate was Whitey Bulger. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. How was he?
he was delicious.
Uh-huh. Now, Whitey, how long had Whitey been...
These guys actually have really great flavor.
Oh, yeah. I don't
slaughter them myself, just to be clear. It's against the law to slaughter your own chickens.
You.
I don't do that.
Sure.
But you're strictly free to eat them when it's their time.
When it's their time. Okay.
Had you grown attached to Whitey? Had Whitey been running around the backyard living in the suburban?
He was my big man for a couple of years, yeah. He was
a nice fellow and a beauty.
Nice fellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time eating like a chicken that I fed every day, but, you know, I'm not in the biz.
A lot of people do, but, you know, we're all about food here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's really our purpose here. And
Who's up? So you got to eat. Who's up next, Fat Tony? Is Fat Tony next?
No, Freddie is probably next.
Oh, Freddie.
Don't tell Freddie.
Oh, yeah.
Why is
he'll be running like a scared chicken.
Yeah. Why is he named Freddie?
I don't know. He just seemed like a Freddie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I know you got the Supreme Court justices, a couple of those. I think that's Sonia and Elena and maybe even Fat Tony.
Fat Tony. It sort of started out with one that looked like Ruth Ginsburg. She has left us.
Okay.
Really? One of the chickens looked like Ruth Ginsburg.
So Ruth Bader Ginsburg outlasted the chicken.
Oh,
wow.
That's
gosh.
Pretty incredible, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah. You know what? We could get a picture of that, I would like to put the chicken Ruth Bader Ginsburg up next to the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg so we can see the similarities. That would be interesting.
No, I actually don't think I have any pictures of her. I'm sorry.
She's no longer
Bummer.
With us.
Bummer.
All right. Well,
if I had known she wasn't going to hang around as long as most chickens here do, I would have made sure to document her existence.
Sure. Well, Mo, it's an interesting story. We just wanted to touch base with you briefly. And I think the outcome that you shared at the beginning is great, that now you and the neighbors are getting along. Everybody's fine. The whole neighborhood is on board with this, right?
I'm very happy that we were able to find a compromise.
Good.
This is a sticky wicket for a lot of
right.
folks.
Yeah. Maybe you can sell some of those eggs.
You know, that's a good name for your next chicken, Sticky Wicket. You can name your chicken that.
Sticky Wicket. Okay, I'm putting that in the hopper.
You just gave her the next
name. Sticky Wickets.
Very nice. All right, Mo, thank you very much. Very interesting stuff. Or Freddie, I hope he's not listening.
I know.
He knows what's coming next. Oh, boy. Careful up there in Rogers Park, Freddie. Want to talk about a party?
Yeah.
Hear about Rob Gronkowski?
Yes.
He racked up a $100,000 tab at a casino.
Uh-huh.
TMZ Sports reporting that Gronk and his 20-man party crew.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
I don't even know 20 guys.
Not me either.
How do you get 20 guys to... Well, if you're Gronk, you do.
Yeah, he's a party man.
They were at Shrine, which is at the Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut. Fantastic. According to the PR rep for Shrine, the receipt is legitimate, and it's awesome. Here's what Gronk's gang tore through. 160 bottles of champagne.
Wow.
Including 18 bottles of Ace of Spades Rosé. That's 18 grand. 15 bottles of Dom Perignon Rosé. It's 27 grand. Most of that was poured over chicks.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's more. 16 bottles of Grey Goose. 20 guys and 16 bottles of Grey Goose. In addition to everything else you've just heard.
Insane.
$10,400. 45 orders of Maker's Mark. That's 24 shots also 24 shots of Jim Beam Fire. And three bottles of Don Julio.
Oh my God.
These guys.
For 20 guys?
These guys are not messing around.
What's up, Butt Munchers? That's us. He called us Butt Munchers. Oh my God. Our new neighbor is Gronk.
Hey, I'm your new mailman. Former star of The Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno.
On any other day, that would be so exciting. Please give me my mail and go.
There you go.
Give me my mail and go.
That's my favorite. What's up, Butt Munchers?
What's up, Butt Munchers?
All right. That's what you get. When we get it going now.
No need to turn away.
Rock stories.
So many things to say.
Today is.
It's Tidbit Tuesday.
Yay! Tidbit Tuesday is brought to us by.
Tidbit Tuesday, yeah. Okay, what am I saying? Foot first podiatry. Embarrassed by your thick, ugly nails? No, I don't think so.
Right.
And dry, cracking skin? Foot first podiatry offers a treatment plan that gives you the results you want to see. For more information on fixing feet beautifully, visit footfirst.com.
Louis, the 132-year-old lobster, has been released after 20 years. Good for Louie.
No kidding.
Really?
The massive 132-year-old lobster named Louie was set free after spending 20 years at a New York restaurant.
I didn't know how long they lived.
I don't think we can actually verify that.
Right.
Sure.
But we're just generally guessing.
Okay.
The owner of the clam bar said a customer came in asking to purchase Louie last week, but he refused to sell the lobster, who he said has become like a pet and was ready to return it to its home. Louie's been here 20 years. he looks ready to go. He said the restaurant owner who turned him loose. And, of course, Louis, as soon as he was turned loose, was like, I don't know how to survive in the wild.
I was about to say, I hope Louis still has those instincts.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
You know, we talked earlier about the story in Arlington Heights about the guy in his underpants and the chainsaw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole world's in its underwear now. Man sets underwear on fire, prompts evacuation of Modesto, California Walgreens.
No.
He sets it on sale and sets it on fire in Walgreens?
His own or underwear that they were selling?
His own.
Oh.
His own.
Okay.
I believe so. Again, the world's gone crazy. I can't explain it to you.
You can't do it.
It's in the air.
45-year-old Andrew Cheadle was caught and arrested on two felony counts out of Sacramento, but not charged with arson due to the reason he lit his pants on fire. According to police, he'd had an accident and was trying to get his underwear off, but couldn't, so he used a lighter to burn them off.
Oh.
So he's got some, he's a basket of issues, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot get my underpants off after what just happened. I'm going to burn them off my body.
That'll work.
Although some guys, while not doing that, can understand that thought process, like, I'll do anything to get these things off.
Yeah, and because you don't want anybody to know, so let's distract them by setting myself ablaze.
Let's go into the Walgreens and set our underpants on fire. Geese pooping on 17 people prompt hazmat response at Disneyland this week. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah. Flock of geese flying over Disneyland caused quite a stir when they pooped on the crowd of people. The hazmat response team was called. It was clearly goose poop, said a variety of people who were there and witnessed the whole thing.
Really?
No one was injured, and the guests were able to clean themselves off and perhaps go to the Walgreens to set their underwear
on. It's got to be odd to be pooping all at the same time. It's, you know, usually just like one random poop.
Well,
the geese follow the leader.
They do it a lot. A man leads deputies on low-speed chase in stolen truck after he's unable to get the truck out of first gear.
I should have done some research on this truck.
How does this clutch work? How am I going to get away?
Yeah.
You know what's even worse is the cops were following behind him at like 11 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And they call it a chase.
Yeah. Low-speed chase.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Woman with the largest pair of breast implants in Europe wants a huge butt implant to match.
Well, it can't be unbalanced.
No. I'm looking here in the article to try to find out how huge they are, but they're only described as ginormous. They're not given given any other indication as to what ginormous looks like.
Is there a picture?
Yeah, I mean, she looks like she's got big boobs, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. She's got a black shirt on, and that's downplaying a little bit.
That's what it is. It's downplaying. Yeah, when you have the biggest boobs in Europe and you want to downplay them, you just put on the black shirt. Nobody knows.
It helps a little.
All right. Alarm clock dropped inside wall goes off daily for 13 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
How long does that battery last?
No kidding.
Pennsylvania homeowner reminded once a day that he wasn't as clever as he'd hoped. Jerry Lynn told TV that an alarm clock he lost inside the wall of his home rings at 7:50 p.m. each day during daylight savings time and at 6:50 p.m. otherwise. I don't know.
Damn.
Lynn says he tied the clock to a string in September 2004 and lowered it in the wall through a vent in his Ross Township home. Lynn set the alarm hoping noise would help him drill a hole in the right spot through which he could pass a TV cable. But the battery-operated clock fell off the string and has stayed inside the wall ever since. Lynn has been unable to retrieve the clock and figured the battery would eventually die. Listen, after 13 years, drill a hole in the freaking wall and get it out.
Yeah. Right. And then fix the drywall. Oh, my gosh. Letting it go that long?
Man wins $870,000 settlement after surgeon removes wrong ball. That's the headline.
Oh.
I saw this yesterday.
54-year-old Stephen Haynes. I'm just reading it, folks. 54-year-old Stephen Haynes had apparently been suffering chronic ball pain.
Aw.
What brings you here, Mr. Haynes? I got chronic ball pain, Doc. Well, let's see what we can do about that. He suffered it for 15 years before he finally decided to do something about it. He must have lived next door to the alarm clock guy.
Yeah.
They wait forever to do anything.
Just procrastinators.
He consulted a urologist named Dr. V. Spencer Long. Of course it is. Back in 2013, Long agreed to dip in there and take care of the offending ball. Long must have gotten a little lost while down there because he wound up surgically removing the right when they were looking to do the left.
Oh, no. Now they're going to have to get rid of the left.
And I don't know.
You got to go in with a marker with that stuff.
I don't know, Melissa. I cannot understand it to you.
So not only does he only have one, but it still hurts.
Right. They left the one that hurts.
Yeah. He's going to have none.
Yeah. Adding insult to injury.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And finally, man facing charges after taking lion on a pickup truck ride. We got to post the picture. It's a guy trying to pick up. There's a lion leaning out the side.
What?
Is the lion acting like a dog with his tongue out?
Oh, yeah.
Out
the hanging over the side of the pickup truck, head out.
This is awesome.
I like car rides, too. Yeah.
Authorities in Pakistan said a man is facing charges after viral video showed him driving around Karachi with a lion in the bed of his pickup truck. The video, which was recorded last week, shows the black pickup cruising down the street and the lion casually lounging in the back, unrestrained by anything except the leash held inside the car by the man.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah. Police in Karachi say he was violating proper permits. So if you get the permit, you're fine. Just drive around with a lion wherever you want. You know, a lion in your car, cougar, whatever. Oh, there it is.
It's a cougar in the car.
That's right.
There's a cougar in the car. I put it in there.
Uh-huh.
You got to learn to drive with the fear.
Right.
And there ain't nothing more damn frightening than driving with a live cougar.
That's true, unless it's a lion. Hey, there you go. That is tidbit.
No need to turn away.
Low speed chases.
So many things to say.
Alarm clocks in the wall.
It's tidbit Tuesday.
Dog balls.
Yay!
All over the board here.
The Eric and Kathy Podcast from The Mix. Downloadable every day to your portable listening device. This is 101.9 The Mix on the web at WTMX.com and now via podcast.
Thanks for listening.